Get up. Don't be afraid. He who has ears, let him hear.
What kind of a man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
I tell you the truth.
And some of you may not want to hear this, but God's telling me to tell you. I've been a crack addict for 10 years, an adulteress, a prostitute. He set me free!
The smile on my face, the Lord put it there. He put the smile. It's a genuine smile. It's not trying to get nothing from none of y'all.
Whatever it is, no matter what you got, don't let it believe, man, that he can't love you. Because if he can love me, he can love anybody in the house.
You know, I'll make it short and sweet. My life consists of three things. One, I was an atheist my entire life. Two, I've been a crack addict for 6 years. And three, Jesus Christ has delivered me from all the above.
Who do you say I am?
You're the Christ.
Who do you say I am?
The Son of the living God.
So one night, I was on my sister's sofa, and I told the Lord, I'm tired of living like a dog. The Lord said, Tyrone, you get on your knees and tell me that you really want me. I'll set you free. Yeah. I got on my knees. That night, and I said, Lord, I want you more than anything in the world. When I woke up, I didn't want a cigarette, I didn't want a drink, I didn't want nothing. The Lord said, this is you. This is what I brought you to. You is free. Devil can't do nothing to you no more, my child. You is free and alive. Free and alive.
And you'll have that joy. It's not a joy the world can give you in Jesus' name.
I just can't do it. I can't. I just can't. Lord, take the stress and the burden. Take it all away from me. And as I was down there on my knees, I could feel it leave. And let me tell you, all the drugs that I've ever done in my life, nothing gave me a better high than that right there.
What shall I do then?
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son. In those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea.
I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
But I have come to know that the Lord is my Father, the Daddy that I never had. He has forgiven me for things that I thought about doing, doing things that I have never done, and all I can say is thank you and I love you, Jesus.
People living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has dawned. The light has dawned.
When I was about 15, I started drinking and I was spending drugs and alcohol all my life. And my drug habit led me to prison in 1996, and I just got out in November of 98. And I'm out there in the line, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing these people with all this peace and this joy on them. And I just wanted that. There was something in my life that was missing. The drugs couldn't feel it. Nothing could feel it. And I just started losing it. You know, I started crying. I was getting convicted so hard. The tears were just coming down. And there was these girls all around me. I didn't want no one to see me crying. I wanted to be tough. So anyway, at the end of the line, you had to take all your stuff to the car. So I volunteered to do that so nobody would see me crying. So I get all the stuff and I beeline towards the car, which was parked in this parking lot over by the Family Life Center. And I get there and I'm just bawling, and here come more people. So I run over there to where those bunch of trees are, and I just kneel down behind this big tree and I said, God, I'm sick of living like a dog. I'm sick of living that way. I know every time I get in trouble, I run to you, Lord. But this time, if you will take me back, I will serve you. I will serve you and no one else. And it'll be full time this time. I'm not going to be running back and forth. I'm going to be serving you and you only. And he reached down and he said, come, child, come to me. And I want to worship him for the rest of my life. I want to give my life to him, and I'm here today to kill the old man off and to rise up a new man in Jesus Christ.
Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.